Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, I guess I'll get this started today, and since you always like to start with one of your interesting jokes, y'all know why it was so hard for Noah to be a good fisherman?
Why?
Well, duh, he only had two worms. I made you laugh, didn't I?
Oh, my goodness.
We're not laughing enough right now, and it's because everybody is dealing with a whole lot of stuff every week. This week, the Fed is set to announce another rate hike, another 75 basis points.
That's 3.25%.
Three quarters of a percent.
Let's remind folks this program is pre-recorded,
yes.
So that may have already happened by
Correct.
The time you hear this show.
Yes. And that means, on $10,000 in debt, that's an extra $25. May not sound like much, but when you start adding that on top of inflation still running about 8.3%, let's not forget our Social Security benefits are going to go up by that, or by some figure, depending on what inflation winds up at the end of the year. But these are things that are weighing on everybody's mind.
Have you been to the grocery store lately?
Oh, my gosh. I just heard this from Victoria this morning. Honey, what did you say about, bacon or eggs or something?
Okay, so with you're talking about the grocery store, Lori. Beef is up an average of 16%.
That's all.
Bacon is up 18%.
Seems higher than that.
Chicken is up about 13%. Coffee by about 10%. Flour and flour mixes are up by about 11%. Fresh fruit by 10%. Milk by 11%. And oils and fats by 11% to 15%. Isn't it just wonderful how it's all around the end of the holiday season where we're seeing these prices and these increases going up? And it does make a difference. And it's not just in the grocery stores and it's not just in the food, but you have to start thinking about, we might continue to see these rises in food and cost and might have to make adjustments. I was in the grocery store the other day and there was a lady and I on the same aisle and she was over looking at the Starbucks drinks and she just looked over at me and she says, "Whoo, these things have gone up just over like a matter of a couple of weeks." She said, "I was paying about $3.50 for them and now they're averaging about $7 for a six pack of these energy drinks." She says, "I can't get these this week." Well, that's something that you might have to be making a choice and facing doing, not buying something that you normally would buy because it's too much.
Eggs. Have you looked at eggs? Those percentages the government are giving us, I don't think are even accurate. Of those of us that do the shopping, no, it's more than 10,
oh,
12, 18%.
Absolutely. And these are just like, might be very conservative above average inflationary prices that I was just mentioning. And it might be varied depending on where you're shopping and what you're buying and how much of it that you're buying. But in overall, it's getting more expensive just to take care of the essentials, such as your food. And we haven't even touched what electricity bills are going to look like over the next little bit with these inflationary things that are going on. We haven't even talked about how it could affect your mortgage buying with the interest rates. We are in a time where it is different. We're coming out of a pandemic, and this is just my opinion, okay? My opinion may not reflect anybody else's views in here. This is just my opinion. But we are coming out of a pandemic, and what we are seeing now and what is being reacted to by the feds, which I think they're just really trying to find a way to cool down some of this without putting us into a recession, which could quite possibly happen in my view of what I'm reading and seeing because of shortages. What's your plan? What are you doing about it? How are you helping protect your hard-earned money if you're thinking about retiring or already in retirement? Because this might go on Maybe through midterms, we might still see some volatility in with the markets, like we saw not too long ago again since June. I mean, these are real things that are happening, and they have a real effect to you. So what are you doing about it?
I recommend they pick up the phone and call for a second opinion. You may be retired and thought everything was set, and as Miss Vicky just said, the world has changed. Things have changed. Get that second opinion. Or if you're approaching retirement, get advice from those that can help. At Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Those numbers to call for a complimentary consultation are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And you're right. Now, don't totally panic, because, you know, we have just come off 2 years where really things are way different than they have been for the previous eight. We all got lulled into some increasing values for things, low interest rates, low costs, low gas prices. And so we were all rocking along pretty happy before COVID. Yes, we are coming off a pandemic that shut down the world's economies, that interrupted manufacturing cycles. These are things that happen that are sometimes out of our control. But what we can control is what we do to be able to weather these storms. And weathering the storms is what we help people plan for when we start early enough. It's never too late to start, but like we say, it's better if you start earlier because you have more options. You know, yes, the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates, or has raised them by the time you're listening to this. Yes, that is going to cause some reactions in the market. And yes, if you're depending on the market totally for your retirement funds, you're gonna see statements that look different maybe when you look at them next month. So that's what we help people look for ways to do to smooth out the worry. We just talked to a client this morning, and I think we mentioned this client on the show last week. They've been planning for their retirement. They've been watching their 401k go down over the last couple of months. And even a couple of days before we were able to move into some non-market related strategies, it was going down again. These are the things that make you sit up at night and say, wow, am I going to be able to afford eggs if they go to $8 a dozen? Now, I don't think we're ever going to see $8 a dozen eggs, but these are the kind of things that people worry about. How am I going to have enough income to be able to weather whatever storm that comes up, whether it be a pandemic that's taking a toll on our manufacturing, whether it be, here's another one, loss of a spouse. We deal with this all the time, where you've made plans and the plans are in place and you think everything's going great, and then all of a sudden, well, life happens. And we can't control that. You know, we can control some things. We talk about our health care cost and how it's always important to be as healthy as possible so that you can not have to spend quite as much on certain things when you get older. And the same thing goes with financial planning. Plan early. Plan for something that you know you can count on. Most of us still believe that we can count on Social Security, and Social Security is going to be here for all of us. It may change a little bit over the next few decades for our kids, but for the most part, for those of us that are in retirement right now or about to retire, our Social Security is not going to significantly change, and I don't worry about the pundits that say, well, when the trust fund goes broke, we're going to cut our benefits by 30%. You know what? Let the politicians argue about that. What I want to do is help folks look for a way to say, you know what? I know I've got a Social Security check coming in every month. I don't have my regular paycheck coming in from my work, where I had worked and toiled for 40 years to build up enough savings to pull that chain and say, okay, it's time for retirement. But wow, I've got another check coming in, and I know I can count on it every single month. I know approximately the day it's going to come in every month. I know how much it's going to be, so I can deal and try to adapt to some of the changes that we're seeing.
Wouldn't it be nice if everything were that certain?
Well, it would, and you know, nothing is guaranteed in this life. So that's why it's so important to start as early as you can. Be patient. You know, a lot of people tell you, don't just go buy a stock and hold it for a month thinking it's going to go up. You're in anything for the long haul, and retirement is the longest haul you're ever going to be in. If you retire at 52 and your average lifespan is 85 for a man, that's 33 years at least that you've got to stretch out what you've saved all your life for. That's why you can't afford losses. Losses will just kill you.
And that's why we encourage you to call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope and get a second look. Have a risk analysis, a portfolio review, all at no obligation and no pressure. Simply pick up the phone, call, and say you've heard about it on the radio and you'd like to make that appointment at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And I always say go to our website. Has some basic information there. It can't tell you everything about how to manage your money in retirement because everybody's a little bit different. So there's no cookie cutter approach. You know, there's some guidelines we use that we kind of follow to help everyone find a starting place. We hear this all the time. I don't even know how to retire. Well, we didn't have a college course on how to retire. You know, heck, I look at college kids coming out of college. They don't even have a course on how to run their own household. You know, some of them don't even know how to balance a checking account, which there is no course for retirement. There's lots of books out there. They're everywhere. You could spend all day in Books A Million buying books about retirement, and every one of them would raise different questions. Wouldn't it be nicer just to sit down with someone who deals with it every day and say, hey, have you thought about this? Well, what have you considered here? Have you thought about what the impact of one of you not being here would be? We just had a couple in this week that they've reached that time, ready to retire, and they're dealing with having to move from company insurance to Medicare. So these are the kind of things that we help people think about. And again, the earlier we start, the more time you have to consider what options are best for you. I'm not saying any one option is perfect, but there are pluses and minuses in every kind of option you look at. You know, people laugh about the fact that a lot of people say, I don't need life insurance anymore. Well, life insurance has some pretty important benefits, things like being able to take money out for income that's tax-free. You know, we all think about our health care costs. We all think about the fact that we need to have income to be able to pay those bills, because if eggs go up $1 a dozen and you want to eat eggs, okay, you're going to have to pay $1 a dozen more. Where are you going to get that money from? It's going to come out of what you have saved all of your life. Same thing with taxes. If our taxes go up by 5, 10, 15%, and you've saved a certain amount of money, well, that certain amount of money is not going to be as much when you subtract out the taxes. So I've been saying this for a couple of years. It's not what you save, it's what you get to keep. And that's the important thing. What you get to keep is what you will use to maintain your lifestyle. Nobody wants to change their lifestyle. At least nobody wants to make drastic changes in their lifestyle, although those happen. When you lose a spouse, you're going to have a pretty dramatic change in your lifestyle, whether it be just losing a Social Security check or going back to single tax filing if you're a married couple. These are things that affect the amount of money that you have to be able to maintain your lifestyle.
And they say after losing a spouse or another major life-changing event, you shouldn't make a major decision for at least 6 months to a year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Lori, and we just had someone come in and talk with Gary, and going through this, we were kind of amazed after Gary was sharing with me what his conversation was about as he was trying to build this plan for her and reevaluate her her strategies now that her, one, her risk level has changed because she was trying to plan in enough time for her husband while he was living. But now she's got to re-strategize because it's just her now. He's passed away. And so now her plans that they made together have changed. And it's changed in just more than one way. It's changed for her, one, with finances, two, her tax standing and how she's going to be able to file. You know, I think she can still file for a married this year, but next year she's probably going to have to file single. We are not tax accountants, and I'm not giving tax advice, and I do not know that to be a fact, but in my opinion, I think that's probably what she's going to have to do. And then the kicker on top of it was, she was meeting and talking with someone, and in the course of the conversation, this individual was saying, well, let's look at going into this direction. And knowing this individual, it didn't make sense. And when the question was asked, well, what are you getting for this? Her response was, I don't know. I'm just told it's supposed to be better. Well, how much is this better costing you? Well, I don't know. Well, what are you getting for this better? What's it going to do for you? Well, I don't know. Well, what are the tax implications for this better thing for you right now? Well, I hadn't had that conversation yet. And it was just baffling because I couldn't understand how someone would be so willing to make such a critical decision and not have all the information just by going by what someone else said. So it's a benefit of sitting down and talking with someone that you know so that maybe they can help you reflect on these questions that you might not be able to ask because of your mental state of what you're in. You know? And it could be different for individuals. You know, some of everybody might have everything all together, but you could miss some vital questions in making those decisions.
And that's why we also encourage you, if you're a widow, widower, or a single person, if you'd like to bring a best friend or an adult child with you to the complimentary consultation, that's welcomed. So
we
encourage folks to pick up the phone and make that appointment, especially if you've been through a major life change. Call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope for a complimentary consultation at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Now, I guess a new puppy is not considered a major lifestyle change, even though it does change some things for you. You tend to get up a little earlier and run to make sure he's gone outside or things like that.
Well, I don't know, Gary. I mean, sometimes we see couples, if they've lost a spouse, if they've already had a loving pet in their home, they actually train them to be their social support. And that's great because that's able to help them focus and maybe helping them with their mental health, which is always a wonderful thing if you can improve on that. Because of the state of mind that you could be in, you know, if you lose a spouse, kind of what we hear from time to time is, well, we plan for life, but we didn't plan for death, you know, and death isn't something that we really like to talk about, although we mention it on the show. You know, well, if you lose a spouse, this could happen to your Social Security. You lose a spouse, this could happen to your income. It's because it does affect you, you know?
Absolutely.
And you've got to have a plan in place for that effect, you know? And you need to have that guaranteed income coming in. And there's just no doubt about it, as inflation continues to rise, you know, as the market starts to show some volatility, and yeah, it might be better down the road because, I mean, markets do that, you know, they adjust. Not giving market advice either, but right now it's important for you to have some type of guaranteed income, because if you're retiring or aspiring to retire, you can't afford to lose what you've worked so hard for, and it just might be something that could happen to you unexpectedly with a spouse. So Gary, I want to just kind of ask you a question, you know, after the loss of a spouse, what should someone maybe kind of think about doing?
Well, I know this is going to sound not, this is I don't mean to sound heartless, but pause, you know, take a pause and don't make any major decisions right away. This really happens to women more than men, and there's no secret that women outlive men currently. So most women, in fact 90% of women at some point in their life will be making all the financial decisions in a household, either through different things that have happened or just through the normal course of longevity with women living longer than men. So it's important when we have couples come in, or when we have a client come in, we always want to have the husband and the wife there, because a lot of times they haven't had those conversations. We've had several ladies come in whose husbands have died, and all of a sudden they're faced with making all kinds of decisions that maybe they've been part of, maybe they haven't, and it can be overwhelming with the amount of things that you have to deal with. So those are the kind of things that we can help you plan for. You need to know your cash flow. And you know, we kind of start this with everyone with our budget worksheet. Every plan begins with a starting point, and the starting point is knowing where you are, what you've got coming in, what you've got going out, and determining if there's some type of a gap there. If there's a gap, you have to figure out a way to close that gap, because if the gap is there, you're going to change your lifestyle. And our job is to help people not change their lifestyle any more than they have to. Our slogan is retire your way.
And Gary, you know, by understanding your cash flow and taking a pause after the loss of a spouse, it really comes down to taking stock in your finances. And what that is just understanding what they look like now and what they need to look like in the future. And this could include your retirement or your brokerage accounts that you or your spouse may have had together, your home's value, your mortgage, or maybe some other loans that you might have had. You know, it's the benefit of talking with a individual who's familiar with hearing some of these things to help offer some suggestions to help you navigate through a tough time. And give us a call. Let us put you down on the schedule. Let's create a time to help you answer some of these questions, because we're not going to charge you for anything for a telephone call to help obtain any information, because we really want to help you. It's a difficult time. Everything that we're in right now has changed the entire model of what we were used to. And I think that's kind of what the feds are kind of struggling with now. Without sending us all into a spiral, they really are trying to get a grasp of what is going on. And I was watching the news and reading an article, and my heart went out to the townspeople in Puerto Rico. And we're looking at their health care system. And I thought, my goodness, you know, they just had a storm, and this could be predated on that, but they just had a hurricane come through there. And they are experiencing a shortage of physicians and medical care because they don't have enough money coming through to help the hospitals operate to take care of their people. Medicare helps with some costs that we're fortunate to have here. We're fortunate to have a good healthcare system over here, but in this new economy that we're in, we could see a rise in Medicare costs and healthcare costs, Gary. What are some things that we could be doing to help cushion ourselves if we should see a rise or increase in those?
Well, we just saw an increase in our Medicare cost last year. Your Part B was costing us $150 for almost the last 9-10 years, and it just went up to 170. Now, that's not a big increase, but you also have copays and deductibles, out-of-pocket cost. Most people deal with private insurance while you're working. When you get ready to retire, if you're not 65, you're going to have to look at health care. If you're 65 and your spouse is not 65, you might have to look at health care for the spouse before they can get Medicare age. Medicare is wonderful. You know, Medicare does take care of about 80% of our health care cost. But in order to take care of the rest of it, there are plans out that will help you with other benefits and to take care of the copays and the deductibles, even though they may have some themselves. We're about to go into the annual enrollment period for Medicare. So if you have questions about Medicare, give us a call. We'll help you look at your current plan to see if your current plan is fitting your needs or whether something has changed where your plan is not fitting your needs as well as you think right now.
Those numbers again for Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Well, Gary, we've covered a lot. Is there anything else that maybe we might have a when is the open enrollment period for Medicare? When's that start?
It starts October 15th. So,
okay.
And you know, I think go back to where we started here. Plan early. Be patient. Don't panic when things happen. You know, make adjustments when things happen. That's what we help folks do. You know, I'm looking forward to the stock market coming roaring back, because when the stock market is really going, our clients are earning returns or interest on the indexes that we use in our annuities. But when the stock market takes a turn like it's turning right now, we don't lose anything. So if you're interested in looking for ways to protect your money, to see the amount of money that you have for retirement grow and grow on a consistent basis, then give us a call. And let's talk about what you need to not change your lifestyle as you enjoy 15, 20, 30 years of retirement that you've been planning for all your life. It's supposed to be the best time in our life, but if we can't afford what we want to do, then we have to change our lifestyle. And our job, again, is to help you find ways not to change your lifestyle or to enjoy the kind of lifestyle that you're hoping for when you went to work 30 years ago and said, okay, here's what I'm planning to do.
Yeah, Gary. So it's not just money that dictates if you'll spend your retirement years in comfort, but it is certainly enough to bring the possibility of changes that could occur if you don't have a proper plan in place or reevaluate where you are. So give us a call. Let's sit down. Let's have a conversation. Let us schedule that time on our calendar with you to talk about some of these. And again, our number is 251-625-1226. And it doesn't cost you anything to pick up the phone, but we urge you to do that.
Thank you so much. Vicki Miller, Director of Operations.
Thank you, Laurie.
Gary Garner, Insurance Professional with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Those numbers again, 625-1226, toll free 877-251-1984, or log on to relaxretire.com. You've been listening to Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Listen each week at this same time on this same station. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Disco balls and bell bottoms, hair bands and tracksuits, grunge and denim. Styles change, and so do your financial goals.
Isn't it time you have a financial professional for the next phase of your retirement? At Relax and Retire Financial Services, we customize retirement strategies to fit your lifestyle. Call us at 251-625-1226. That's 625-1226.
Relax and Retire Financial Services, providing insurance services.